Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. If you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there now. Or go there through canadiancrusaders.com or vorpalnetwork.com. What affiliates, you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
Folks?
Maybe.
Fired up.
We'll pretend like we are.
Whoops.
Okay,
which dice did you take? The one you like?
Yeah.
Probably.
We are recording.
Hi, sweethearts. Okay. I'm just curious. Okay, that one was good. I'm surprised you didn't. I don't have both some of those.
Alright, last time,
we did stuff with people.
We did stuff with things, and some more stuff.
Got brutalized by zombies.
Yeah, there was brutalization going on. And did anyone know where the map
said? Yep.
He ate them.
As I recall, last time, you ended up opening you finally got down through the statue.
Yep.
And dropped a fireball down on some poor, unsuspecting zombies who never did anything to you.
That's true.
And
sucks to be them.
That's how we roll.
Yep.
We are murderous bastards.
Still playing Plants vs. Zombies?
Sometimes. Not recently. I've been really busy with schoolwork.
I discovered on the actual website for Plants vs. Zombies that you can, the various zombies or the plants, you can make your own avatars.
No kidding! Oh.
With whatever color hair and whatever.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Alright, so, you're down in this room, you probably went back up to rest after the battle of the zombies.
I've got healing surges used,
so we had a short rest.
Okay.
So you had a short rest,
and
you're looking down at this kind of sort of rusty, very cold ladder that leads down. Actually, no, it doesn't lead down. You guys went down.
We are
so
down.
You're standing in the room.
Right, and I sent my bird down there, and he talked about, like, some sort of statues of minotaurs or something.
Something like that. You look down there, or did you...
Send my bird and then look through my bird.
The bird He saw some frozen minotaurs down there.
Yeah, basically, I could see what I could see through him. So,
yeah. And what it looked like to you down there was that the minotaurs were frozen inside, like inside walls. When there were three of them.
Okay.
So, what are you doing?
Do we want to continue, or do we want to get a real rest?
I'm trying to figure out what.
I can continue just fine.
I can continue just fine. I have to continue my daily.
I used a fireball and my staff.
And encounter everything written down here. What is
the only thing I think I've used of dailies was the belly of the cloak. So I think we're good.
I'm fairly certain that I haven't used anything marked.
Well, we have had a gaming convention since we last played, you know.
Yeah, so. But I wouldn't have, but... No, we played afterwards. We played once after CanCon. Usually I'm really good about that.
So, what's the plan? What are you doing?
Okay, it's an encounter power, it's not a daily power.
Standard.
Standard action.
Mm-hmm. How about we get our bronze?
Range
is an M.
Range 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus
range.
7.
I mean, we can go on if you guys want.
2d8 plus 4 damage.
Plus, it's 2d8 plus your constitution modifier.
Let's go on.
Yeah. All right.
Should be, yes, 5. Okay. No.
So, do we have to go on?
Let's actually, no, I'm sorry. 4 is right. It's actually going to be this 2 plus your. You have some magic bonuses.
Water down there,
so,
you're
inside 5 squares.
It's frozen over. Right?
Yeah, and it's a.
Ah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also,
so, 2D, it is plus 4. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, do you want the bird
and you
to
slide the target a number of squares equal to 1 plus your intelligence modifier?
And then I have it.
And that's 5 squares.
Tell,
okay. And it is, it's not a daily power. It's an encounter power.
Okay.
It looks like, it's hard to see, but it looks like there's. Some kind of underwater tunnel,
okay,
or river or something down there. But we're gonna have to chop through the ice and get at it. Give me a perception check.
Okay, I'm confused as to where we are. Did we not just jump down?
Yes.
And fall and whatever,
we,
right?
We got past the statue, remember? And then we went down into. This room down here, and there were some frozen zombies and stuff.
Okay.
And we dealt with them.
Yes, we
and that's where we ended off. And there's another pit in here, right, that goes down to another chamber that goes, because it goes under.
Mm-hmm. 34.
Over in one corner, the bird spots this old book that seems to be kind of frozen into the floor. It looks like it'd be pretty easy to chip out.
Okay. Well, I will explain what I've seen.
Otherwise, it looks like literally there are 3 minotaurs frozen into the walls. And you can see them pretty clearly, so the sheet of ice covering them must not be that thick. Whereas the water, it's really difficult to see there. There's at least a foot, if not 2 feet of ice that you're going to have to get through to get under that.
Okay, well, I can do this. Nobody's down there yet. Nobody's down there yet, right?
Not down that little hole, not.
No one cares. I can do my Avernian Eruption.
Does that do?
It's burst 1 within 10 squares. Orange fumes hiss up from beneath the ground and ignite everything burning creatures nearby. But it has to be with everybody away.
Which might melt the ice.
Which might melt the ice for us to do something. I don't know. Idea.
Okay. I used up my fireball, so I say, hey.
Go for it.
Try
it.
Yeah,
you can give it a try. Okay.
Alright, what are you trying to melt?
The solid ice. Yeah, the solid ice.
Okay. You need to be able to see where you're casting that.
Okay.
And from where you are, you cannot see the... You are basically all standing up here, like, looking down through this hole.
Oh.
The water is actually over here.
Oh.
And this hole is, what, maybe 15, 20 feet down, something like that.
Oh.
And so in order to do that, you're going to have to go down into the room.
I have to jump down and then... That's probably true. But then everybody would have to stay away. That's the only problem. Because it does everybody.
Yeah, we can go back up.
But knowing that if you're planning on casting it, we can hold action until you've done a roast on it, too.
Okay.
Or we can retreat.
Okay. Yeah, because I've used my firebolt too. So. Okay. So whoever wants to go jump down, we'll go to do that. If that's where the consensus is.
Yeah, gotta go down.
Yeah,
there is no ladder.
I'll put you in here, just handing you.
Yeah, rope and grappling hooks. I thought that we already took care of that. That we had already decided that.
That's for the higher place, but not for this hole.
Oh.
Has to get into the next level. We dropped something down there, but we haven't dropped anything down this little.
Oh, wow. No, we used the ladder down this.
Oh, that's right. There was a ladder.
Yeah, there was a ladder down into this one, but not down into the next one. So, who's going, and how are you getting there?
I'll go down. I'll just float down.
Okay.
Would that work? I can only do five.
Mm-hmm. How
I can
long?
Only do five. How far?
Oh, the jump? That's within... You're within your jump distance.
My floating ability.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll float down.
Okay. That's one of you. It's pretty cold down there. It looks down there like this is a naturally formed cave.
Okay.
But there's, like, ice covering everything. And actually, when you get down here, it's fairly slippery. If you want to move... So the way this is going to work, moving around down here, you can move normally, and you'll need to make an acrobatics check, or you can move half your speed and forego the acrobatics check.
Can I just slide? Like skating? Can I just slide out of the way?
Yeah, if you're careful.
Okay. I'll just slide out of the way, because I know somebody else is coming down.
All right. Do we have minis?
Yeah.
Yes. Why don't we arrange...
Bless you.
My. So I'm skating around like Dorothy Hamill. Waiting for everyone to come down.
She's like,
and the Minotaur can come out, slam my leg like, what's her name?
It's like Cinnamon. Dirty.
What's her name?
Mm-hmm. You know, it gives me the dirtiest look.
Cinnamon, you Minotaur.
Mossy just shifts. And
okay, I know that these look like Minotaurs, or these look like gnolls, but they're really Minotaurs.
Oh, okay.
I have Minotaurs. Yeah, they're in the Minotaur box.
There's a Minotaur box. Oh, there it says the bears and.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
I at least have one. I might have more than one.
These dice don't like me.
Well, there should be another one in there.
Yeah, actually, they're too big, so I'm going to use these.
That's better.
So picture them with horns.
Okay.
I see. Horny nose. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Essentially, these are where they are frozen in the walls. So Gwen gets down there. Who's next?
I'll go. What the heck?
Gwen, what's your passive perception?
It is... Where am I at?
Are we recording? I don't see the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Passive is 20.
All right. It looks like the Minotaurs are starting to the ice covering the Minotaurs is starting to melt.
Okay, I will yell that up to everyone and to get their butts down here.
Rope
and start climbing down.
Alright. Okay. Give me was it acrobatics? I think it's acrobatics climbing down a rope. And it's ridiculously easy, but
it's probably athletics.
You're probably right. Mm-hmm. Athletics climbing down a rope.
13.
Okay, no problem. You get down the rope. Once again, it's very slippery. You do essentially half move, so if every square costs 2, then you're okay. You won't slip and fall, but if the square, if you decided to do a full move, you need to make an athletics roll, I believe.
Okay, well, I will do a half move out of the way.
Sure. Or acrobatics, I think, to. All right, who's next?
All right, I got you up here.
Kai is down there, and those things are continuing to melt.
And I think Sarek's
okay. I'm down.
So, Sarek, give me a. is it acrobatics? Or athletics,
athletic.
I guess.
Let's see which one of these will betray me today.
Alright. So add the athletic skill to what we got, right?
Yeah.
20.
Alright, no problem. Get down the rope.
Oh, yeah.
You can probably move out of the way.
I'll climb down.
You're next. You know the drill.
26 on athletics.
Okay, no problem. So now the only people left upstairs are
Tim and me.
I got 7.
Okay. hold on.
Yeah, 7.
Because now things get interesting.
I got
things haven't gotten interesting yet?
Yeah.
Not quite yet. About the time that Barrett gets down there, the Minotaurs actually break through the ice. They all say in unison, "Ah, the night of dissolution has come!" And they kind of shake the remaining liquid and ice from them, and they focus on you guys.
No, no, just
Definers!
Ah! No, just putting mint on your pillow.
Okay.
And just the chocolate. Turning down your bed.
Just turning down the sheets. up. No, really, it stops stabbing and the but.
Land right. Shark.
Initiative, folks.
Yeah, I've already also got you on here.
Us out, I'm sure.
So, I can. I've got you all on
you've
here.
You've got everything? Yeah. Okay.
Everything.
I thought you said you needed to see stuff.
Nope, okay. Got you all on here.
Right.
I should. Everything that, you know, matters.
What's on here? Okay. Okay.
All right. Sorry, I have to bear with me here.
He's trying new software.
Trying to do something new today. Okay, so.
Fool!
Yeah. Kaya.
22.
Tim.
18.
Derek.
25.
When?
18.
Sarek.
21.
And last but not least, Ella.
25.
Are you sickly?
I'm on the up end of being sickly. Oh. Sickly all week. Getting better, though.
Eric,
no longer viral.
Okay.
His mother.
According to my mother.
Yeah.
Okay. My mother would know. So.
Thought he's just getting rid of everything today.
And don't. Not to me.
Give Yay, Flem! Don't do it to me either.
Oh, ah. That's. Okay. Are they like back in a recess or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Fabulous. Move me up next to one of them.
Well, he's closest to.
You're closest to this one.
Fine, move me up to that one.
Alright.
I'll oath of enmity, the little bugger.
Okay.
Oath of enmity. And I will go ahead. Around me. Let's see.
Oh, cool.
That. Then I will go ahead and do another.
Is she right in front of you?
I don't want to do that.
That's probably why. She's like, comfortable.
What else is adjacent to the target?
We'll go ahead and just try to knock the hell out of this thing. See if I can actually hit. Try to do a crushing blow. Probably not with a mighty 12.
A mighty 12?
Mighty 12 misses. Ella, you're still up top. Looks like he's getting ready to climb down the rope, but you are faster than him.
Yes.
And I'll mark him.
Push him out of the way! I'm totally pushing him out of the way. I'm just gonna jump in front of him and go down the rope.
Do you want to pay?
Kill him!
What the heck did you just do?
Marked him.
Marking that guy.
I'm marking the one I'm next to.
What, are you marking him with your spore?
Yes.
Lord. I got a 19 on my athletics roll. And you took out a gnoll.
My thinking is the big ones would be better if you put four individual magnets. So it wouldn't have the constant, you know, you just find a spot. You know, as a put.
Let's see. So, go down the hole. Bam.
It's hard to get off.
Crank it down a little bit.
Yes, that would be.
Dry erase once it sets. It's
sucks.
Hard to get off, yeah.
You have to go back over it again with the dry erase marker.
Right. I do have.
What are you doing?
You have some of that spray.
I went down the hole.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 on my athletics.
Okay, no problem. You can move down the hole. That's your move action, so you're standing at the bottom of the hole. Now what?
How come everyone else could go down and then move?
Because they used their standard action as well. It was like a whole round. You use your move, now you have your standard and your
particular
move.
Do you want
spray? I guess I will go ahead and use my
unset the ink. Yeah.
My standard action to cast.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Keep in mind, you are standing by the bottom of the hole.
No, that's not good. That's
fine. Doesn't give it a scar.
Why?
It'd be a problem.
It's not like we don't have a million of these things. So.
Well, yeah.
Because we are both squishy.
I'm small.
And therefore more so squishy. So when I come hurling down there, we will both go pop. Hopefully the difficulty on climbing the rope is only like 5.
I'm pretty sure. Actually, climbing a rope is ridiculously
easy. He never got very far.
Why can't he occupy the same space?
You know.
I am.
Anyway, what are you doing?
I was going to cast Lance of Faith on the one that Varric is attacking.
Okay, roll it.
And 27 versus Reflex?
Versus Reflex?
Yes.
That'll hit.
I hit him for a mighty 9 points.
So did you buy the large ones, or did they...
I bought them. They sent them.
Right. You smack him. What else happens? What else does Blades of Faith do?
Hold on a second. I'm looking. Did I even get him for...
Oh, he'd had my labels upside down to the rest of the stack. So just reversing the magnets.
Ow!
See, I assume they would put the magnets in the same direction as far as the text, but they did not so.
Ouch.
It's because they hate me.
So I just opened it up and reversed the magnets, and now it's fine.
There you go.
Excellent.
I'm letting you decide when you want to let me.
That's my goal.
So I'm just going to leave them out.
Yeah, it is. It's mine. It says on a hit, it's 1d8 plus my wisdom modifier of radiant damage, and one ally that I can see gains a +2 power bonus to his or her next attack roll against the target.
Okay,
who did
that?
So, who is after me?
Kaya is after you.
But
I won't be attacking the target.
Yeah, you probably won't be attacking the target.
Which target?
The one that Beric is...
In fact, Beric mostly has that guy, like...
Cornered
in there. The only one who can attack it is...
Then I will.
That was why I positioned myself as such, to prevent him from coming out and wreaking havoc.
I will give the 2-point power bonus to Eric.
All right.
Because it's only against that creature. And leaves me with a minor.
Alright,
that's it?
I believe so.
Alright,
Kaya,
you're up.
Okay, move up to the one closest to me.
Okay.
Pummel him.
Alright, you're going to... Okay, cool.
That one?
Yep.
Alright, cool it.
I rolled a natural 20.
Awesome. That's nice damage. Be a crit. So how much?
That's 15.
Do you care if I write on this card?
Alright.
I don't want to write on it.
Don't write on the card, please.
Okay. I won't write on the card.
I haven't laminated it.
They should have laminated them. Then I guess it would have been more expensive.
It's okay.
Did they pick up one of the other ones?
Anything else? Alright. Next is Sarek.
All right, well, Rend is moving from that spot to get, so that I can move up and also engage the one Kaya.
We'll assume that when you climbed down, you did so with Rend.
Right.
Happily grasped.
Well, Rend can climb anyway, remember?
That's true, he can. So
he can climb anywhere.
Walk down on his own.
Yeah.
Scuttle down.
And he's probably growling mightily at the
All right, Sarek. Tim, you're up next.
Cool.
Is that it? That's his turn?
Yep.
No, he's waiting for me to...
Telling Tim that he's on deck.
Oh, okay.
Declare what I'm doing.
The other one up is all the way on the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm. I will tell
him. Over here, over there. We've got them both in corners now.
That one directly ahead.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Is he on the same level?
Yes.
Okay. AC 13?
Sure. Except that would be a miss.
Said, okay, sure.
I was saying, okay, sure, you can attack him. Why not? But yes, that does not hit him. His AC is higher. Anything else, Sarek?
Let's see. No.
Tim, you're up. Okay. Gwen, you're on deck.
Yep.
So I move down the
rope. Okay. And you end up in a space with You end up being uncomfortably close to Ella.
Hi.
You are squeezed. You are, in fact, both squeezed. And should anything actually be able to get out and attack you, it will have advantage.
Am I within three spaces of all the critters if I come down the rope?
You come down the rope.
Okay. I think probably all but the one.
Yeah.
Depending on where that one
is. You're within three spaces of two of the critters.
Okay.
I think all but the one that's in the water.
All right. Then I will cast Fire Shroud.
Okay.
It's versus Fortitude.
Okay.
And I got 17 on both.
17 on both? Misses.
Sad.
Another fort. Wow.
Anything else, Tim?
Nope.
How does your marking work, Kaya?
It's a disruption. It's not an actual mark.
Okay.
Is the one at the farthest end where that black mark is he down on another level, or is he on the same level as we are?
The
one all the way down? Okay. Now, where that line is that drop down to some other level, or is that straight across where he's standing?
There, that actually
is
drops
that
down. That's where
it drops down.
The ice is.
Basically, that bit with the blue is actually an underground pool.
Okay, so that's kind of like a cliff.
Yeah. It's frozen over. You have to... That's the area you'd have to dig through. Get to the water underneath. Yes.
So is there a wall there?
There's
behind
there.
Him?
There's a wall behind
make sure.
Him.
Okay.
He's actually kind of set in the wall.
He's inside the wall.
He's in a little alcove that is roughly Minotaur size.
Hmm. Okay.
After this, we'll change
this thing a little bit.
Followed by Barrick.
Are you moving or staying?
Where is he at?
He's three squares in front of you. Marking this one.
So if I shove him back into the ice, is it going to hurt him any?
No, he's already...
Because he's already like, completely... He's kind of
there's like
sealed
a,
into that.
There's a little like alcove that he's literally... that he was literally frozen in.
Okay.
And he can't go back.
Okay.
Imagine one of those like little Madonna grottos.
In order to...
Okay. It's kind of like a Minotaur
he's
grotto.
He's kind of in a little... Yeah.
If you were to...
He's in a recess.
If you were able to chip through 2 feet of ice,
keep your head. My god, wasn't that upraised?
Okay.
Wow.
So.
All right. Shoot.
Moxie seems content.
Okay. Well, I don't want to kill the whole party, so we'll not do that.
Yeah, that would.
That would put a damper on
things. We'd appreciate it if you did not.
Yeah, you know,
first.
Everyone doesn't have to. The burst that I do within 10 squares.
No.
Or what?
That's the range.
How
range?
Oh, it's
you burst something within 10.
Area burst 1 within 10 squares.
So it's a 1 square radius within 10.
Okay. So how far away is he?
He's within 10.
Yeah.
Everything down there is within 10.
And you're not going to kill him.
But is it
party.
Burst from me, or is it
yeah.
burst
no,
from
no,
him?
No, it's
you pick the origin space within 10 squares.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Then that's where I was confused. Okay.
So, like, you could drop it here, and the burst would hit there. It would hit.
It
only
essentially
him.
Hits nine.
But it would
nine
hit
squares.
All these squares, but it would only hit.
Okay. That's, I didn't want to kill
yeah.
everyone,
yeah.
so yeah.
When it says within 10, that's what the range is.
Okay.
That's
gotcha.
How far away you can throw
okay,
it.
Okay, so then
yeah.
I will do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, much better.
Let's see. That
I kept catching my elbows.
Oh, yeah. We're going to slowly take all
this
stuff off.
This plus this, right?
And put
I'll make
this
sure I'm
on
this right.
actual legs.
This plus this. Is that right?
All right, which one?
To roll Ivernium Eruption. To hit, it's plus 7. So that's 17.
versus
mm-hmm. running interruption is plus 7 versus reflex, so it'd be a 17 versus reflex.
And that will just barely not hit him.
So his reflex is 18.
Reflex is 18.
Dang.
Les suck.
Does he have a miss?
I don't know. I'm looking for him.
Let's see.
He said still roll damage versus the ice, apparently.
Area burst 1 within 10 squares, so yeah.
Okay. What'd you say? Roll damage against?
Against the ice.
Against the ice.
Anyway, so roll damage
2d10 plus...
2d10 and constitution.
2d10 plus 4.
Plus 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you had your rod of first blood.
Sad. 13.
Alright.
What'd you roll? 9.
Sad. And a
it'd
1.
It'd be a... It'd actually be 14.
10 plus 4. Oh, yeah, 14. Sorry. Yeah.
Alright. Alright, well, you probably get a good couple of inches of ice to melt off of that.
Okay.
It's so because you used your rod of first blood on that, and it's plus 2 attack and damage.
Okay,
like
so then I can put 4 here right. and not worry about that stuff. Okay. Let me go take this out.
Is there any kind of an ongoing effect or an effect that happens?
It has to
yeah.
be the target.
Well, it's... Wow. Target takes an ongoing 5 fire damage save ends.
Right.
So, I mean,
so if this is still bubbling.
It's
so if the ice saves, it stops taking.
Yeah, the ice saves, it stops melting.
Does ice have a save?
It stops. I mean,
well, it's
really.
A save as the deep. You know.
It probably means if.
It's an inanimate object, I mean.
It probably means that something actually there catches fire. And since the ice itself. Probably can't catch
Probably,
fire.
Yes. I was going to say, it probably
good deal of it melts.
Nothing.
Yes. So there's a slushy little mess there.
It's, yes, you get about 2 inches of slush right there.
Lovely.
Woohoo!
That was a
yay
good spell.
For slush.
Alright.
Does anybody have any,
With that picture, Jeremy, Jim is so angry.
I know, he has a machine gun. And he's a cat.
Cat with a machine gun.
Right. And the actual image moves.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so
I had a projector. I just projected on the wall.
Alright, so Minotaurs get to attack.
Yay!
First we'll do the attack on Barak. Does an 18 hit your AC? Probably not.
No.
Alright. Next attack will be on, we'll say Kaya, because, you know, what the hell. 22 versus
I do have it
Kaya.
Marked.
Nope.
Oh, you have it marked?
Yeah.
That's case 22 versus your AC, Sarah.
Nada.
Alright.
So
the
only reason I have this on it, I can just change it to
it's a plus 2. Yeah, and I think we already did it to your 2 hits.
We did that already.
We can check it, double check
it.
I'm
sure I have everything right. Makes it a little clearer.
This does all the calculations
the
for me. So.
Alright.
What is it? Curse of the Dark Dream?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy tries to charge.
Are you using?
He bellows and charges and starts to run out of here and literally takes a header. Into the ice in front of.
He misses athletics check.
Yes. And so
into
he.
Into the slush?
He takes a header into the slush and, let's see, does it charge?
Now he's prone.
Does it charge end your turn?
I would think it would.
Is he
I think
it does. Sliding towards me?
It counts as a standard action.
Right.
So, basically, he still had a move.
Charge
well, if he charged, it, your turn ends after you charge.
All right, that's what
it still counts as.
So he tried to charge, and he instead takes a header and slides the slush to Gwen's feet.
Too bad we don't have
to. Is he going to hit me? Do I have to jump or anything?
And refreeze him in the ice right
okay.
there.
To, slush
stop himself
his,
with
yes, he manages
his
to
horns.
Stop himself. So that was the end of round one.
Nice.
Well, we're going to go beat on him when
he's
down.
I can't believe it. Okay.
Let's see. You're next to me. How about we go ahead... I want to leave this dude in the corner, I'm thinking.
More hilarity ensue? Is that right? Minotaurs on ice!
Woo!
Really, ultimately, it's Cowman on ice.
Yeah.
Well, I will go ahead and adopt my...
Adopting yours?
I'm adopting mine, yeah.
Sweet.
It's awesome that way.
He doesn't know what to say.
Is he really a Cambodian?
Uh-huh, totally.
He's never had a parent.
He was spawned.
All right, I'm going to just go ahead and try a... All right, so is the guy who took a header, is he next to me now, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the square that's right in front of Gwen, which is, in fact, next to you.
Okay.
So he's front.
So that's fine. I'll still attack the guy I'm on.
We both kind of look at each other, and then...
They're still groggy from waking up. And I will try a cleave attack on the dude I am on.
All right.
Controlling both things. Does a 18 hit their AC?
No, it does not.
They suck. Okay.
All right. Ella, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck. Ella, you are uncomfortably close to Tim. He's touching you in all the places you never wanted Tim to touch you.
Ew.
Alright,
so I back up.
Go ahead and move
Tim. Is Tim and Ella now trade places just going pushing each other in front of them?
No, I wanna.
No, I've got the back. No, I've got the back.
Anyway, so let's see. Whew. Worked so good last time, we're gonna do it again. I'm
going
to
go ahead and
lance play
the
same one you got last time?
Yep.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I've gotten... it's a plus two from you as well?
Yes.
So that would have been a 20.
Still didn't hit.
Okay.
AC is 25.
Jesus Christ. So 24 hit his reflex?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
How much damage?
How about 16?
Alrighty. And
just to point out that is radiant damage.
I don't know if it matters. It does not matter in this case.
Okay.
What thing? Anything else, Ella?
No, I'm good.
Alright. Kaya, you're up.
Sarek,
you're on deck.
Oh, and you get the plus two again because we're fighting the same guy. So.
I rolled a
19
this time, but
that's
a
32.
Holy cow.
Alright,
wham.
She's mad.
Kaya,
you stay in the ice.
17 damage.
We learn now Kaya has had childhood nightmares about minotaurs for years.
Why? Why you? I don't know.
This is ruining my childhood.
Isn't that how that story goes? Nope.
Alright. Anything else on that? Nope. Alright. Sarek, you're up. Tim, you're on deck.
I guess I will.
If I do this, I can roll higher than an 8 next time.
No.
Swift claws.
No, I might have gotten all the mojo out of my dice last night.
We'll see. 12. 12 versus AC.
No.
No.
You're looking up. No.
No.
All right, Tim, you're up. Glenn, you're on deck.
The last time you said okay, so you know this time I was going to roll damage before you could correct yourself.
The two beefy hitters here just are they're like, we're not feeling it today.
Yeah. Stop it. Quit it.
Where did you say that book was?
The book is actually kind of back in the corner.
Like in this room?
Which corner?
Yeah, it's in the room. It's actually kind of back behind where Ella is.
God damn it. I was trying to get away from Tim.
Did you get techie feely with you again?
Well, I'll use my move action to move back and stand on the book.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You can do that.
You explode.
Now, how do we move on this ice?
If you do a half move, you're fine.
Well, then I was doing a half move.
Because there's not a lot of room to move.
It was the fact that the Minotaur was doing a charge, which required an actual
roll.
And then, because I'm a jerk, I'm going to attack the Minotaur that's on the ground.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Plus two for combat advantage, I'm thinking.
22, then, if he's on the ground.
To...
Fortitude?
Fort? Let's see. Fort is actually 26.
Ouch.
These guys suck. I vote that they go back into the ice.
Yeah.
Seconded.
Alright,
Russian carry.
I told you.
Back
we
in
need
the,
and
we
as
need
a minor action, I'll start kind of tapping at the ice with my staff around the buck.
Okay. Using the ice. Gwen, you're up.
And you'll realize there's an explosive rune on the cover of the book.
What is that? It's
explosive.
Oh, crap.
No. Oh, no more ice.
No more Tim.
No, no, Tim's here.
Those
there and there.
Those
there.
Scrolls are fun to sell, though.
They're fun as a wizard just to keep.
You also like selling the scrolls that turn people into Zargon little chickens.
Just in case somebody picks your pocket.
Yeah.
Since he's prone, will he get a swipe at me if I jump over him and go past him?
Whatever the other thing was, like, gosh.
I am Zargon, Lord of Chicken.
Okay, I'm going to try and move.
That's just because he's
behind him.
And now he's got a factory.
Just trap him in between in the middle of everything.
Okay, so you're going to try and move where he used to be?
Yes.
Okay.
So he can be in the middle of everybody?
Okay. So you're going to try and go here?
Yes.
And he's here?
Yes.
How does range combat?
But he's still, he's still down.
Okay, he will get a swipe
action. There's
supposed
to be some sort of...
There's a feat
you can get.
Okay, because I know there's... some abilities that if you have combat advantage...
Probably eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's a 28.
Ouch! Okay, yeah.
With his minus?
The minus two doesn't really matter when you're rolling.
No. No. If you have... yeah, he got me. Jesus.
All right. He actually manages to get you with his battle axe.
Okay.
Ouch.
I'm sure I slam him in the eyes.
Who rolled these characters for you? Because they suck.
7 points of damage.
Okay.
Don't look at me. One mean is done.
That's fine, because I had temporary 6 hit points anyway.
Did you ship them out somewhere?
That's fine.
People in China need help.
All right, what's next,
Gwen? I
am going to...
I got these.
Am I prone now, or...?
No.
Okay.
No, you're just hurting.
I'm just really mad, because I got caught.
Did 1 point of damage to you?
Yeah, because I had temporary hit points.
Oh.
Still.
Yay!
That's all right. Hit points. He's got more love to share.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Maybe they're fire. He has so much
love. Maybe.
He's been frozen bees. He doesn't know how long.
Oh, my God. It would have been better if we just shoved him back in the hole. Back in the alcove.
I am going to do... Let's see. What am I going to do?
Big hole. We could just go... You could leave the house, come back, hire a bunch of workers with cement.
I'm going to do Eldritch Blast.
Don't bring it down the hole until it's full.
Yeah, don't mind the naked man.
And you got to mix water with cement, so we'll mix it with holy water.
Yes.
Ooh, holy water actually does more damage.
I just bless it as it's...
On a D10 per level of the holy water.
Can I still mark him? Since it's my turn?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Curse the bastard.
Curse you.
Do I get an activity point?
As I fly past him, I say curses. And then I'm going to do an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
And I got
that would provoke, but he already burned his immediate action.
Yay. So. I got a 25.
Versus
reflex.
That will nail his reflex.
Yay.
I think it's D10 plus 4.
One D10 plus 4. Six.
Plus another D6 because he's cursed.
So 12. 12
points?
Yep.
Alright.
Is that with the extra D6 in it?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Really good.
Alrighty. Well, I think all of them
and I still have a minor, right?
You do have a minor, yes. No, actually.
It actually...
You cursed them.
The cursing was a minor.
Cursing for minor. Future reference, she has Reaper's Touch, which means she can use that as a touch attack as well, so it wouldn't have provoked.
Well, alrighty then. Excellent.
Okay.
And you can actually use that as your basic attack as well because of Reaper's Touch.
All right, so
okay.
It's just a feat.
Wait a minute, where's it at?
It's just
a feat.
It's a Reaper's Touch.
Okay, what does it do again?
It just makes Eldritch Blast, that Eldritch Blast you just did. In addition, you can use it at range. You can also just use it as a touch attack.
Okay.
All right. So
and it's your like, and it's also your melee basic attack.
That'll be a move.
You know, like when somebody provokes an attack from you, normally you can just do a basic melee. You can actually do the Eldritch Blast on.
And he will take a swing at Gwen once more.
Hell yay.
Defiler!
We're personal friends now.
24 versus your AC?
Oh, yeah.
Say no.
Okay. Well, no. Sorry. I meant no.
10 points of damage.
I know my eyes said yes, but I meant no.
We'll do the one on Beric. Is not enough, a 19. And the one on Sarek is also probably not enough, a 15.
Let me check now.
Because I forgot to do it last time, they'll all burn their action points.
Yay, for action points!
This one.
If they don't burn them in the first round, they can't use them.
Yeah, too bad.
I was going to say, they've been frozen for how long, so let's see how many action points
they've got. Yeah,
they pee. I think that's probably what they have to do. Their action point is they pee.
I've been needing to do that for a millennium.
Melts the ice even more, right?
Yes.
Does a 17 hit you?
No.
Nope. Okay. That one, they'll basically just repeat their attacks. One on Beric. 27.
That will hit.
Aha! 12 points of damage.
See, I'm thinking this is what you were waiting for
and
to make your attacks work.
Yes, I should get a hit
Beric.
Yes. How much damage here? 12, right? How much?
Yep, 12.
Oh. Suck it up.
Holler when you guys need, you know.
Holler if you hear me.
Yeah. Holler if you need some healing.
We're on the next round. Barrett, you're up. Ella, you're on deck.
Let's see.
World of hurt.
This little bastard.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be hurt a lot.
Yes, you get him.
Well, it's reliable. We'll try a lovely brute strike. Hey, 26.
Okay.
Versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit him.
Sweet.
Told you that's what you were waiting for.
Yes.
Let's see if I was waiting for the same thing.
Maybe. Fourteen, 24 points of damage.
Nice. Anything else?
No, I think that'll do.
Other than attempting to give this guy some kind of new orifice.
I think I succeeded in some fashion.
Yes. Ella, you're up. You're on deck.
All right. It worked so well last time. We're gonna do it again. So,
Jeremy,
Lance of Fate.
The powder monkey actually has a hook hand.
Sweet. That's very funny. 27.
She could make him smoking a cigar.
Because,
you know, gunpowder and smoking always goes together.
9 points of damage.
That's how you light the pack.
Okay, and before I end my turn, is anyone in dire need of healing?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. But that could change.
Yes, it could change.
Yeah, I'm healing any of you people.
The Minotaurs are like...
It's a fair question, though. I'm wounded.
Yeah. I must say, this attempted open heart surgery is really not working for me. I've never used them a bit.
No.
I have to,
as long as you're an offering.
Try
hang on, I have to irrigate.
Try again.
All right, Kaya, you're up. Sarek, you're on deck.
I continue to punch him in the face.
All right.
commence with the punching.
That is a 25.
And that will hit him.
Yay!
Oh, this hair. I need this written on here. This is already included.
It should already be included. Okay. Whenever you use them, I'll double check it anyway.
Okay,
so.
Well, I'm just going to take this off. It's just confusing.
You get your extra damage because he's marked?
He's marked.
Good.
Try not to use brain cell drink.
Anything else, Kyle?
That's okay.
Nope.
All right, you punch him in the face again. He screams.
I'm Layman.
My beautiful face. I'll never be alone again. Sarek, you're up. Tim, you're on
deck.
Maybe
you could go into hook modeling.
All right. Well, sustaining strike this
dude. You're so, like, relaxed.
Um, 28 versus AC.
Ouch. That will indeed hit.
It was indeed what I was waiting for.
Yes, apparently we can't hit anything until we get hit.
Aha!
You
haven't even seen a crit yet.
Yeah, we don't want to see a crit.
Yeah, that's, we can pass on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eight points damage.
Alright.
And I shall get four temporary hit points.
Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're on deck.
Okay.
Alright, so the one dude's stuck in the corner over there. So the one on Barrick, I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers.
Okay.
Poof.
Hopefully it will. Okay.
Make sure you call him a poofter.
26 against his reflex.
Against his reflex.
All right. Then he takes this round. 12 points of force damage. And then,
does he say that? Go,
ow.
Ow.
That hurt. You singed my
fur. Stop
it.
No, I was. If he doesn't move out of that square this round, my next turn, he's going to take more damage. So.
That it for you, Tim?
Then, as a minor action, I'll keep chipping at the ice.
Okay. In order to actually do anything, you're going to have to use standard actions to chip the dice. Because the minor action is more or less tapping it.
You're doing Morse code?
As a minor action, I gave Rend actions, and he goes over there and claws at the ice.
Yeah, but Tim is, like, hiding the book. He hasn't told us about it.
No, I told everybody.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I told everybody this book.
Gwen, you're up.
I'm not going to touch it until we figure out what it is.
Move action, the shadow walk. It says I can move three squares. Concealment until the end of my next turn. Now, if I move around him and then attack him, does he have the ability to swipe at me? Since I'm in concealment.
Move.
It's a move.
So yes.
Then yes, he will get a free swing.
He will get a swipe at you.
Okay. Then I am going to do...
But it could have rituals in it, too, so... That's helpful for all of us. No, it could be like some adventurer came down here.
He got horribly murdered by the Minotaur.
And dropped his book of creating gold rituals.
Some much more competent adventurers came down here and got killed by Minotaur.
That's their problem. They're competent. If they're incompetent, they would survive. But no.
Okay, I'm going to do... Hellish Rebuke on him.
Is that a range?
It is.
Hellish Rebuke is range. What you want to do is take a move action to shift backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to get punched over.
So
okay,
you
well,
do
no,
that
we'll
move
shift
action,
backwards.
Shift backwards, and then hit him with that.
I already marked
him.
Why is she going to shift backwards?
Because that isn't accurate, and
I still
right
have a little alcove.
Where the alcove is.
Yep.
And he came
up. Jump up into the alcove.
Yes.
So can she shift backwards? She
certainly.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just confused because
backwards.
I didn't realize it was a...
Yeah, the map's kind of wacky.
I will strike a pose like Madonna does.
Okay. Alright.
And that'll probably be the end.
Vogue.
Ta-da. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much what I'll do.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Instantly
a bird. Ta-da! Thank you. Thank you very much. I stand frozen in time, hoping that he doesn't see me.
Hoping that his vision is based on movement.
That's right.
Okay. In that case, what happens is he actually ignores you.
Yay.
And he shifts one over here.
To flank me.
To flank you.
That's fine. He's cursed.
So we'll do the two attacks on Barrett.
But now I can shift and I will be flanking him.
Mm-hmm. One that's where I was trying to put him. Oh, one is a crit.
Oh, no, it's not. Kapow says no.
The other hits a 19, which will not hit you.
That will not hit me yet.
Take 9 points of damage. And we'll do one on Sarek, because he's still marked. I believe a 29 hits you, Sarek.
Let me check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait.
Take 7
wait.
Points of damage.
Yes.
Nope. Yeah.
And we are on to the next turn. Barrick, you're up. Ella, you're on deck.
Alright.
I will go ahead.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then?
Oh,
we'll try Mighty Reaping Strike on the one I've been backing on.
Okay.
Which will.
I don't have anything.
Hit, should. It's 28.
That'll hit.
My turn's not coming up, is it?
Yet? Not yet. Not for a while.
Okay. Do you have any ibuprofen?
Oh,
14 points of damage.
Is Jeremy upstairs?
Ooh, and he's finally bloodied.
Yay!
Which means he slaps me.
No.
Calls me Susan or something.
Not yet.
Susan!
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
Okay, I can't reach the bloody tokens.
Let's see.
Neither can you. You've got a...
Anything else for you, Barrick?
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.